The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
To the Eric Metaxas Show.
It's the show that answers the questions. Could you milk a cockroach?
By the way, cockroach milk is really yummy. Some would even say nummy.
This announcement has been brought to you by the Cockroach Dairy Council.
And now the man who once wrangled cockroaches for a living in Kansas City, Eric Metaxas.
Oh, hello. Folks, I get to talk to my friend John Rankin about all kinds of interesting and important things. And I'm not going to stop you from listening in. That's really what this is supposed to be all about. My friend John Rankin, welcome back.
Well, thank you.
We, you and I, we didn't mention this in the previous hour. We are speaking in Northfield, Massachusetts together. I mean,
right.
Not on the at the same podium at the same time, but there's a conference going on July 13th and 14th, I think.
12th and 13th.
12th, 13th. Okay.
Friday, Saturday.
And
I think Sunday morning, too.
And actually, if people want to know about it, all they need do is go to my website, which is ericmetaxas.com, where it says speaking and all the details and the links are there. I rarely get to speak in New England. I rarely get invited to speak in New England. It's just kind of the way it is, you know, that the mega churches or whatever organizations that typically ask me to come around the country don't exist so much in Connecticut. So this for me is a happy thing that I mm-hmm. get to do this in Northfield, Massachusetts, which is that the southern part of Massachusetts or the northern part of Massachusetts?
No, Northfield, Massachusetts is where Dwight Moody was born and is buried. And so this is he founded Mount Hermon School right. and Northfield School. Northfield School evacuated his property some years ago. The C.S. Lewis College Foundation tried to build a college. They didn't succeed. And so you have Thomas Aquinas College, which is using part of the property. The rest of the property, or most of the rest of it, other than the C.S. Lewis Study Center, is being used for what is presently being called the Moody Center. And this has a bunch of conferences and so forth. So it's a marvelous venue where all the revivals were happening in the late 1800s, early 1900s. And so this is called First Love Works. You're speaking there, my dear friend Mark Fee, who is Gordon Fee's son, professor at New Testament, Gordon Conwell. Mark and I are ordained in the same church in Massachusetts, the uh-huh. Vineyard Christian Fellowship. We go back a long way, and everyone should come just for him, not for you or me. They will be so blessed by his powerful ministry. Paul Jaley, who's great work on Plymouth and the foundation of the colonies. He will be there. Dick and Marty Kies with the LaBrie mm-hmm. Chapter in Southborough. We go back too many decades as well. And then on Saturday afternoon, I'll be doing a breakout session, and it is on Hebrew covenant and political freedom. And this is the topic of – or the my focus on my Ph.D. dissertation. And in our last segment, in talking about my foundation of the Emancipation Party, emancipationparty.us, it really is the fruit of all this theological work I've done across the years.
So give us a preview, if you would, about what you're going to say on this. Because when people talk about Hebrew covenant and American liberty, I know that's something that I have mostly missed. In other words, mm-hmm. that link and how that works. In my book, If You Can Keep It, I avoided it. And yet it's really central. So I'm eager to know about this.
Yes, and I'll just make a brief advertisement here. Here is my book, Covenant and Polity in Biblical Israel, by the late Jewish political theologian Daniel Elazar. No one has done a PhD on him. He was hugely influential in linking Hebrew covenant, the idea of freedom, political freedom, the Hebrew revival that led partly to the Reformation, and in the Presbyterian and congregational elements of the Reformation, it led to the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. So he draws this line,
wow.
okay? And it's all based on freedom. Now, I'm going to go deeper than his argument on freedom, because that's part of what I need to prove in my dissertation work, but it's all the same territory. And so most people, when they think of freedom, and so I'll just give a few ideas here. Well, let me ask you this. What is your best definition of the word freedom?
It's really funny. I just a couple of weeks ago, I preached at Second Baptist Church in Houston, and I didn't really get into it, but I touched on it. It's a funny word because, you know, liberty or freedom, I think in the latter pages of the classic 1984 by George Orwell, he talks about how in newspeak, which is, you know, like
right.
this kind of way of shaping people's minds,
fake news,
by redefining words, they say we give the word freedom will no longer have the larger sense of freedom. It'll only be like a dog can be free from lice, right? But freedom as a kind of a positive entity mm-hmm. will no longer exist. So when you're talking about liberty or freedom, that's the question, is exactly what does it mean? I would argue that it means the freedom to be me as God created me to be. Now, that's a little vague, but that's basically
it. But what you've done is so central that few people do. You have taken a positive definition of freedom. Every other definition of freedom
right.
in history is freedom from violation.
Tyranny, freedom,
okay?
Yeah.
And the only place in all of human history, in one sentence, do you have a positive definition of freedom. Everywhere else, it's a reaction to violation. And that is in Genesis 2:16, where Yahweh declares, "In feasting you shall continually feast from any tree in the garden." Now, once you unpack that, and I won't do that here, it shows that the freedom is the power to do the good. The metaphor is a feast. When we do the good, and so in Genesis 2, you have good versus evil, you have freedom versus slavery, and you have life versus death. The good equals freedom equals life, okay? Evil equals slavery that leads to death. And those are the three contrasts in Genesis chapter 2. So what happens is that only by starting there do we know that freedom is a power to do the good, because once we do the good, we continue to be free. Once we do evil, we become a slave to it. And so what happens is most people, and in the Reformation, it was all freedom from, but freedom from tyranny. And even when you get to John Locke, letters of toleration, well, toleration is good compared to being killed, but if I tolerate you, I'm condescending to you. Okay? So unalienable rights works. It's a double negative, and that was the closest we've come to a positive definition of freedom. Your life, your liberty, and your free market economy or property rights are given to you, and you have them unless you violate the same liberties or rights that other people have. So they get close to that point. I'm going deeper and a little bit further in terms of freedom is the power to do the good.
Well, I do touch on that because I want to process this myself here. When I talk about what Oz Guinness calls the golden triangle of freedom, the idea that self-government, which is to say liberty, right? Mm-hmm. Because if you're governing yourself, you are not being governed by anyone else. You want to be free. You want to govern yourself. But in order to govern yourself, in order not to be governed from without or from above, you have to have virtue. What is going to make you do the right thing? Not just by yourself, but generally speaking, right? In other words, if I'm being selfish in the way that I govern myself, then I'm actually not governing myself, right? It's going to break down. If everybody is so selfish, the whole thing breaks down. So self-government, for it to work on every level, it has to partake of virtue, and then you have to have a reason. Why would I be virtuous? Well, it can be just part of the way the culture works. But at its base, it has to come from faith in something larger than oneself, in a greater good. And, you know, that to me is what the Hebrew covenant is about. It's what you get out of Scripture. But people don't normally make that link. I mean, I made it in my way in my book, but I like the idea that we're talking about it from the Scriptures. And so tell us about that.
Well, so for example, self-government is only possible if we are governed by Yahweh Elohim, because the nature of Yahweh Elohim is to bless us and give us freedom. All the pagan deities enslave us.
Right.
So once we know we are given freedom and we follow the one who gives us freedom, then we can become good stewards of our own lives. We love our neighbors as ourselves. This is all given to us before the introduction of sin. And the best definition of sin is broken trust, because that's what happens in Genesis 2 before the word is first used in Genesis 4. Mm. So a vertical brokenness with Yahweh and a horizontal brokenness between man and woman. And so Jesus repairs this by saying love God and love neighbor, okay? So we're broken vertically, broken horizontally, and Jesus repairs both of those.
Let's hit pause there, because this is a very big idea. We'll get to the second part of that idea when we come back. Folks, we're talking to John Rankin. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Another day in the park. I think it was the 4th of July.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you, and minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789.
Morning Bullets is asking for the public to respond to a nationwide poll that could help shape political policy in 2020. This is your chance to be heard by the decision makers all the way up the chain. Their question: should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Visit TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com to let your voice be heard before the decisions are made for you. Medical services are guaranteed by the Emergency Treatment and Active Labor Act and require hospitals to provide care regardless of citizenship, legal status, or ability to pay. The Federation for American Immigration Reform reported that medical expenditures for illegal immigrants was over $17 billion in 2017 alone. The decision is up for debate, and the policymakers want to hear what the public thinks. Should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Go to TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com now to vote. That's TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. Be heard.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills with one of the largest offerings of grills and accessories. Our mini, anywhere, and everywhere portables are perfect for tailgating and grilling on the go. Our best-selling 27XL is the convergence of price and size. The 36-inch is the size most often specified by kitchen designers, and the Solaire 56-inch is the largest all-infrared grill on the market. Solaire makes accessories like griddles and steamer fryers to enhance your backyard grilling experience. Solaire also has an extensive offering of doors, drawers, and bartending centers to complete your outdoor kitchen. All Solaire infrared grills feature the efficient Solaire infrared burner that heats up fast, locks in the juices, and makes you wonder why you'll ever want to eat out again. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Solaire infrared at besthotgrill.com.
Texas show. That's George Harrison. I'm Eric. And this is John Rankin. John, we're talking about some heavy stuff, some heady stuff, the concept of what is freedom. I speak on this often, but most recently when I spoke at Second Baptist in Houston, I talked about the paradox of freedom and faith. In other words, it's a tautology, but it has to be said anyway, because it's also a paradox. Mm-hmm. Freedom cannot be coerced.
Right.
It's a crazy thing. In other words, everybody says, I want freedom. Okay, how do you get freedom? Well, you can't force it. It has to come from a different place than coercion. And so if you really think about it, the gospel, as Christians, we say the gospel is that God did this for us. He dies on the cross. He blesses us. He shows us his love. And if we believe that, we respond in gratitude. I do the right thing out of gratitude. There's no quid pro quo. I can never repay what he's done for me. And so that's the only way that this can work. In other words, I'm good because I love him and I express myself, I express my love for God by doing good, by blessing others. Otherwise, it devolves into, well, I'm doing it because of this and this and this and this. And you quickly go away from freedom in a way into, I'm doing this so that I get this. I'm doing this so that I get that. And so unless God makes an initial deposit, which is the infinite deposit of the blood of Christ, the death on the cross for us and for our sins, this huge agape love deposit, and he gives this to us, and we can never hope to pay it back. And out of gratitude, we govern ourselves. We do the right thing. Mm-hmm. We try to bless others when no government ever could force us to behave that morally.
And the pagan deities try to force us, and Yahweh gives us freedom. So what happens is, you've spoken about the redemptive side of the equation, Jesus rescuing us from a broken trust in a sinful world. But before sin came into the world, in Genesis chapter 2, and this goes back to the observation you made that freedom cannot be forced, Yahweh does not force freedom. He puts before us a level playing field to choose between good and evil. He gives us a true definition of terms, but doesn't force us. And once we make the wrong choice, then the redemptive love kicks in to bring us back to that original freedom. And also, the word gospel means good news, okay? And good news exists in Genesis 1. It is good. It is good. It is good. It is good. There's no broken trust whatsoever in Genesis 1 and 2. So the good news we have in Jesus is he was with the Father in the beginning, gave the original freedom. We blew it. Now he restores it to us. And then with the resurrection body, the freedom to do the good is unlimited and forever. So the question for us in the face of a broken world, back to politics and back to my founding of the Emancipation Party in Connecticut, is, do skeptics of our theology or politics view us as those who give good news? And I will succeed in this project only to the extent that what I do reflects the good news of creation, and which is fulfilled in Jesus, which people can tangibly and trustingly receive. And therefore, in Genesis 2, it's not a covenant of works. Some theologians ask that. It's a covenant of the freedom to do good work, because we all want to work. We all want to be productive and creative and so forth. Mm. And that can we can only be creative when we are free people. And freedom is under the boundaries of the freedom that God gives us. What are the boundaries? Do what is good and you're free. Do what is evil and you'll die. And so once we choose what is good and that becomes habit in our hearts, even redemptively, cross categories here from creation to redemption, that's the key. So that's why I spend so much of my time in the original gift of freedom and what I'm doing here in this PhD work in Genesis, because once we grasp what it is to do good, period, then we have the foundation to love our enemies, to forgive those who spitefully right. use us.
Now, when the Puritans came, since we're going to hear from Robert Jaley in
Paul Jaley in Northfield,
Massachusetts, yes. I guess I'm thinking of the Puritans, the Pilgrims, really, when they came to America, they had this idea, didn't they, of Hebrew covenant or some idea of it?
Okay. That's a more complicated question. They are strongly rooted in covenantal law that's come to them through the reformational tradition, which has a lot of strengths. It has some weaknesses, and part of what I'm addressing are some of its weaknesses by digging deeper. So they had a tremendous sense of covenant at many levels of a free government or free people. They had maybe the happiest marriages in history other than Geneva and Scotland and the Jews, you know, all covenantal people when you come right down to it. Women were treated so well, but they're treated as women, okay, with equality and complementarity. They made one big error, and that was thinking they could establish, as Calvin made the same error, a theocracy. So that's why Anne Hutchinson, the Quaker, was put to death on Boston Common, in Boston State House, okay, and in front of what is now the Boston State House, because they believed you had to be, or going back to Servetus in Geneva, who tried to provoke Calvin as a civil magistrate to put him to death for being a blasphemer, when really he was just breaking the law, but that's deliberately. The point being that when you get human law as theocracy, a human theocracy, no. We need to know how Hebrew covenant of freedom prospers in a pluralistic society, okay? And so this leads to what I call pro-life libertarian. And I'll give you one example. So at Yale, your alma mater, I was speaking at the Divinity School over two decades ago, and the topic was, is homosexuality a gift of God? And many people at the Div School arguing it was, okay? And so I said, show me where it is in Genesis 1 through 2, and they could not do so. But what I did was I said, look, at the deeper level, in my politics on this issue, every person, regardless of their sexual identity or practice, okay, is free so long as in their private actions they never violate the life, liberty, or property of others. That's the gospel in a pluralistic society. And the number of homosexual persons, avowedly so, who said thank you for that and beyond that was tremendous. Why? Because those wrestling with that issue are wrestling with a tremendous chosen absence of the biological father, abuse, broken family, and deeply injured humanity. And Jesus came to show mercy to those who are so hurt. And so the goal is not to win a debate at that point, is to love the image of God within people. And all of us have that same freedom. Unless we're free to say no to God's good love, we're not free to say yes. So do people perceive in us that freedom? And therefore, the final observation here in response to your answer is, if we go by rules, then our relationships are frigid. If we build relationships of God's love for us and one another, freedom multiplies.
This is tricky stuff, because I guess I want to be clear that what you just said about how the pilgrims, you know, went toward theocracy, and the same thing with Calvin in Geneva.
Yeah.
When you have that, you abrogate freedom. In other words, if I can force you to do the right thing, you're not doing the right thing for the right reason. You're doing it because I'm forcing you to. So you're
right.
Not free. Even if you want to do the right thing, the theocracy sort of crushes that kind of freedom.
Now, this is why I said human theocracy, because theocracy means God's law. But everyone in history interprets that as God forcing his law. Every theocratic community in the Bible is a community of choice. in Genesis to the second coming. We are never forced into God's community.
What you're talking about, this is so important and so deep, but Oz Guinness gets at it in the Golden Triangle of Freedom. That's kind of the magic, is that freedom has to be free. You can't force people to govern themselves. And again, it's this strange tautology. It's this conundrum, this paradox. So what you're really doing is you are gambling that or risking that people will do the right thing. It's kind of like when you talk about the free market. The free market only works to the good. Capitalism only works to the good if you have a moral market, if you have people doing the right thing. If it's only about self-interest and profit, the free market can hurt people rather than create wealth and bless people.
Then it's not a free market.
Well, that's right.
Because a free market, the only source for that idea is the God of the Bible, number one. Number two, if you know that freedom is the power to do good, then the idea of selfish profit is foreclosed upon. And then thirdly, in the face of sinful nature, which the Puritans rightly knew well, okay, the way to restrain sinful nature is by doing the good in such a way that's attractive to people, so that by doing good for their neighbor, they make an honorable living, okay? And so when you have – but when you have corruption in state power, then everyone gets pulled down the tubes.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things that I figured out in writing my book, If You Can Keep It, that if people don't believe in the larger institutions, if they don't think that the government really is honorable, generally speaking, and that all those institutions are honorable, that we, the people, really are the government, once you get cynical, it destroys everything, and people kind of check out. We're going to come right back. Final segment with John Rankin. Don't go away. And then after that, somebody claiming to be Donald Trump. I don't know what that's about, but don't miss it.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. California Congressman Eric Swalwell dropping out of the Democrat presidential race later today. Swalwell will announce a re-election bid for his congressional seat. In Houston, the suspect in a horrific road rage shooting that ignited fireworks inside a family's car, causing serious burns, has surrendered to police. The cleanup continues after large back-to-back earthquakes in California late last week. There were no serious injuries, but the quakes put the rest of California on notice to be ready for a massive jolt in a big city. Stocks have been lower on Wall Street as investors try to gauge the Federal Reserve's next move on interest rates. A strong U.S. jobs report last Friday dimmed investors' expectations that the Fed would cut its benchmark interest rate later this month. The Dow is down 104 points, the NASDAQ down 62. This is SRN News.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Here from Taxi Show, talking to John Rankin. You can find him at teii.org. That's teii.org. John, we're talking about some heavy stuff, man. We're talking about the nature of freedom. And I was saying earlier that the free market, so-called free market, doesn't work if people are selfish in the way they go about living out the free market, right? In other words, it can devolve to, you know, people get, you know, better pornography and better drugs, cheaper drugs.
It goes from freedom to license.
Okay. So, but it quickly will cease to create wealth.
Yes.
And you'll lose wealth, right?
Absolutely.
So the free market doesn't work just because you say, well, it's the free market. It has to have people governing it and running it and living it who have some sense of morality and wanting to do good, public good, and so on and so forth. The same thing with, you know, what we call freedom, self-government. I can elect someone who's corrupt just because I think that person will do for me what the other guy won't do for me. In other words, rather than actually caring about, you know, the common weal, I only care about myself. And so that's, you get the kind of corruption where I'm going to elect that guy because I know he's going to guarantee me a job, a cushy job. We have that going on in the state of Connecticut right now. It's tremendous corruption.
Right. So in the founding of the Emancipation Party, again, emancipationparty.us in Connecticut, and as we shared in the last hour about this, and you were probing me with some good questions, and I've been probed with 1,000 good questions already. So the next time I visit with you, you can ask me how it's going.
Okay.
I am excited because what has to change in Connecticut is the political culture. I believe only the faithful portion of the church has the moral resource to do so. But most of them don't know they have it because they don't understand certain things, or they're so easily intimidated. I've been intimidated by those who hold political power. And so what I'm seeking to do is nothing but the freedom to do the good. And that's what I've sought my whole life. And again, we reiterate that the various of my Marisol forums that you serve as moderator. In my Marisol forums, hosting people who otherwise would be at odds with you theologically and politically, with almost no exception, everyone has moved towards humanity as a result of me hosting those forums.
I've seen it many times.
And that is the gospel.
John, I've seen it many times.
And so now it's time to put this into politics structurally.
And I think a lot of people, especially in Connecticut, know that you're the real deal because, you know, people can talk a good talk, but you've lived long enough and shown yourself to be honest about this for such a long time that I think there are many people in Connecticut particularly who know that they can follow you. You're not, you know, a guru who's going to break their hearts by being, you know, caught in some corruption or scandal or something like that. So I think that's a big part of this in a way, because people do get they get fatigued of being promised this and promised that.
Right.
And
right.
They need to know that they're in something. It just goes deeper than what I can get out of it.
And you're hitting something you don't know you're hitting that's very deep in my life. As a visionary who thinks outside the box, I speak about the future as though it were present. So I've been promising what I'm starting now for years, okay? And people always wonder, will it happen? Well, structurally, I wasn't in place to start it till now. So that's why I look forward to being examined in this regard. I am entirely confident that what I seek to do is biblical. It's loving my neighbor as myself. And I know political theology, and I know the corrupt politics well enough to bring goodness and freedom into it. And I am so looking forward to this, because what I've done in the political sphere, to the extent that I've been involved over the years, is I've been unashamedly Christian, not in a doctrinaire preaching way, but talking about love of God and love of neighbor in very tangible ways. And what's amazing about this is more often than not, when you're discussing with people at street level about this, they ask questions about Jesus. Why? because Jesus is the most attractive person in all of human history. And it's the one that no one can criticize. You know, one or two may try in history, but you really can't. And so the power of what I believe is the Lordship of Jesus Christ, which is the gift of freedom to receive his good news. Our calling is whether or not we know the good news well enough to live it and to share it with others, and in this context, in the face of a corrupt political culture.
And you know, it's funny, John, because you're like me and I'm like you in the sense that things don't work out in the timing that we would have liked in many ways.
Is that an understatement?
Yes. But what's interesting is that we do trust that God has the timing. And you think maybe things have to get so bad, for example, in the state of Connecticut, that everyone is hungry.
Yes.
For what they wouldn't have been hungry for even 10 years ago.
Even 1 year ago. The way things are moving so fast now. Think about the entire Hebrew Bible. How many times did the Hebrew people have to descend into slavery and cry for deliverer through the books of Judges and Chronicles and Kings again and again and again? And only when people got desperate. So the word save, okay, means save us from our enemies. Okay, not just a nice little doctrine.
Right.
And so save us from the disaster, the calamity that's landing upon us.
Well, yeah. And so, you know, I guess that's what we're going to have to go to another break. And when we come back, the a guy claiming to be the president of the United States, he looks like him. He sounds like him. But I'll let you be the judge. I was convinced he'll be back in just a moment. But John Rankin, I want to say that things really are so bad in Connecticut that it seems that this is God's timing. I hope and trust that it is. People can go to emancipationparty.us to find out more, or they can go to teii.org to find out more. And then let's not forget the book, That Angry Darkness, An Ex-Unitarian Meets Satan Face to Face. You can check it out at teii.org. My friend, thank you.
And thank you.
Albin, I want to tell you about Relief Factor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I take it all the time.
I know you do.
A lot of people take it. Half the media are talking about it. But on this program, instead of me talking about it, how about if we could get somebody else to talk about it? Somebody, for example, named Finetta.
Oh.
Over the years, as I got older, I noticed pain in my hips, and it got worse and worse. Trying to walk upstairs, it was so miserable. That morning, I heard about Relief Factor. I ordered it right then. Within 3 weeks, I was free of pain.
That's what everybody says. You try it within three. If it's not helped you within 3 weeks, I wouldn't use it. But most people are helped by it. It's all natural botanicals. You could take it all day long. It's just not the kind of thing you have to worry about, like Advil or something. Well, you know, you don't want to take that stuff regularly. So go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. It has helped me. It has helped a ton of people. I highly recommend it. I beg my relatives to take it. Relieffactor.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-5387. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Which three U.S. presidents love Boll & Branch sheets? We're not in the business of sharing state secrets, but we can tell you this. Boll & Branch is offering 20% off everything they make during their Stars and Stripes sale. The Boll & Branch Signature Soft Sheets are the most comfortable sheets in the world. If you already have them or haven't tried them yet, now is the perfect time to get Boll & Branch. These are $1,000 sheets that for a limited time during the Stars and Stripes sale are starting at just $160. Boll & Branch is known all across the country for their ultra-soft organic cotton sheets. If you already have their sheets, try their award-winning pillows or their amazing new mattress, rated number one in 2018. Whatever you do, get Boll & Branch for yourself or someone else during the Stars and Stripes sale. You get 100 nights to try them, but you'll only need one. Shipping is always free, and you get 20% off everything at BollandBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Go right now, BollandBranch.com.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
Hey there, folks. That's Paul McCartney. I bumped into him on the street the other day on Madison Avenue, not far from where I live, and I asked him if I could get a selfie with him, and he said, don't do selfies, and he walked away. I spit on him. Hey, speaking of a man who does do selfies, I cannot believe I'm sitting here with the President of the United States.
Great to meet
you, Mr. President.
Make sure you get a selfie after we do this.
Well, I've gotten a selfie with you before.
I know, but this will be a fresh one.
And I want to get a fresh one. Get a fresh one. We got a lot to talk about.
I've taken more photos than I think any president
in
history.
That's a fact.
Right.
But I want to ask you a couple things. First of all, last time you were here, I think we talked about our mutual friend Mike Lindell. He's a sponsor on this show. And when people get something from MyPillow, they have to put in the code Eric or Metaxas.
Right.
But I wanted to be clear to you, so when you're talking to your rallies, you tell them, okay, if you order something from MyPillow, don't use the other codes. You either use Eric or Metaxas, because the other codes, even if they advertise on Fox News, those are Democrat codes.
Right. That is correct.
And that money is funneled right to Pelosi and Che Guevara and
terrible
the Castro
people,
family.
People. But so, you know what? My rallies, we have my own code because I'm helping Mike.
Is that true?
Yes. We use the code No Collusion.
No Collusion.
No Collusion.
Right.
I think it's 20% off.
But the
Eric is
or the Metaxas is way bigger than that.
Bigger?
I hate
bigger?
To tell you.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to talk to Mike.
You're going to
talk to
Mike.
Mike.
But it's just important.
Good
people don't want to be funding the Democrats. But
No, not at all. Not
I want to say to you,
not a penny.
Did
They're
you know
overfunded.
That everything that Mike Lindell does that we advertise on the show is made in America?
America. By Americans.
Can you imagine?
By Americans. So much stuff is made in China.
Yeah.
So much stuff is made in China. China's killing us. They're absolutely killing us. Terrible people, the Chinese. Great takeout. Terrible people.
Really?
I spoke to Xi Jinping. You know who he is. He's the premier.
Gesundheit.
I don't know why he has an X in his name. Why do people put X's in names? I don't get that.
I have an X in my name, but I'm not Chinese
But not in the beginning, not in the first letter. I don't get it. But I have to tell you something. The Chinese, they're shrewd people, but they're smart. You know why? They have a wall. They have a tremendous wall that runs through the entire country. And guess what? No Mexicans.
You know,
not one Mexican in China. And not even a Taco Bell. That's pretty severe. You can't even get Mexican food.
That is interesting because the Guatemalans, there's no way they're going to go over the Chinese wall to get to America.
Absolutely.
I mean,
they're not
going to
do it. They're not going to do it. You see how high it is? Have you seen it?
No.
It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. And you know what? I'm so tired of – and here's another thing that drives me crazy. The Democrats, the liberal Democrats are saying that a southern border wall is medieval. They're saying it's medieval. And I don't care if it's early evil, mid-evil, late evil. I don't really care about the style.
Right.
I just want it built.
You just want it to be effective.
I want it to be effective. And I went to Nance, and I never do this.
You know what's medieval would be a moat.
A moat?
A moat.
That's actually a good idea, though.
Think about that.
That's a good idea.
Huh?
Let's move the swamp. Let's move the swamp.
All we have to do is move the Rio Grande.
Right. Well, which can be done. I know people.
You know people?
I know guys that do that kind of work. They do tremendous work. But I went up to Capitol Hill, and I never do this. I never do this. Went to Nancy Pelosi's office. I'm going to be nice for a second.
Was she there?
No, she wasn't there. Yeah. That's the whole point.
AOC was camped out there.
Probably.
With her little...
Is she the one with the big glasses?
I don't remember.
I don't know. There was somebody serving tea.
I think you're thinking of Iris Apfel. She's the 98-year-old fashion doyen. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, you know, I walk into Nancy Pelosi's office, right? Nancy Pelosi, okay? Yeah, I was trying to be nice, but I can't be nice. Yeah. I walk in. Guess what she has in her office?
What?
Walls. She has walls. I can't have a wall, but she can have walls? Not fair.
Wait a minute. In her own office?
In her own office, she has walls. And she's hanging photos and paintings on them. That's such an insult.
Well, it's actually, those walls are obviously divisive and hypocritical.
Totally hypocritical.
I mean, if she was against walls, she would never do that. At least she could have, like, some of those low, like, dividers and things.
Right,
That's
exactly.
more open. It's more egalitarian.
Right. Which they always talk about. The Democrats always talk about that stuff. But they're not like that. They're not like that. No. I wanted to mention that. And by the way, I get a bum rap at the Mexican people. I love the Mexican people. Tremendous people. And I love Mexican food. I love the quesadillas and the Oompa Loompas and the empanadas.
Sure.
But the best taco bowls are where? Trump Tower, right here on Fifth Avenue.
Right.
Great taco bowls.
Now, Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue, I live here in New York, and you used to live at Trump Tower. I don't know where you are now, but the point is...
I'm at the White House. What a dump this place is.
Yeah,
I have to tell you. What a disappointment this place is. I never saw myself living in government housing. And the last family, it was tough to get out.
Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, the thing about Trump Tower now in New York is it's become an even bigger tourist attraction. And there's tons of cops and barricades and stuff because people want to protest and do...
There's protesters, but there's many more people that are pro-Trump that don't be fooled by the fake media. There's many more people out there that are pro-Trump than anti, and I even hate to say the word, maybe people who just dislike me a little, but soon they're going to love me because great economy, lower taxes, everyone's feeling so much better, respected again around the world.
And you're taking us back to outer space.
Yes. Space Force.
We've been dreaming about this since I was a kid.
Yes.
I mean, when we went to the moon, I was a little kid. I'll never forget it. It was July 20th. 1969, which reminds me, actually, on the 50th anniversary of that, aren't you doing a special event in Chicago?
Special event at the Trump Tower, Chicago. It's the big Trump 2020 gala. We're going to celebrate my reelection early at Trump Tower.
Right.
And you can go into Eventbrite and look it up. Trump Tower, Chicago, Trump Gala 2020. It's going to be an incredible four-course meal. Lots of speakers. Roger Stone will be there.
Roger Stone. So he's not in jail yet.
No. And he's not going. He's not going.
He's so well-dressed.
Can you imagine Roger in jail?
I don't see that. They probably wouldn't let him wear those glasses.
He doesn't look good in a jumpsuit. He's got to look. The way he looks is incredible.
It's incredible. Would you consider pardoning somebody like Roger Stone or Paul Manafort? It seems to me that at some point you might have to think about that.
Absolutely. Why not? That's what the pardoning power is for.
Right.
He's a good friend. He hasn't done anything wrong.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think they've just overdone it with these two guys.
Well, I'm glad.
They bankrupted Paul.
I know. It's sad. Well, look, we're almost out of time. Mm-hmm. I think the most important thing in this segment, since I happen to have the President of the United States with me, and again, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure to be here.
But you,
tremendous studio.
You know that our friend Mike Lindell advertises on this program.
Yes.
And I want people to know, just because I haven't said it more, I want to say these things so people get it clear. Mm-hmm. If you don't use the discount code Eric or Metaxas, it goes to the Democratic coffers.
Right. I've heard about many people have told me about
this. People don't realize
this. This is not good.
I don't care what the code is, if it's not Eric or Metaxas.
Right. And Mike's pillows are amazing, and you're amazing.
Thank you very much.
Get the full discount by using your name.
Thank you very much.
Tremendous.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone.
plus an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free when you text the word GUTS to 60-60-60. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text GUTS to 60-60-60. Text GUTS to 60-60-60.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is happy with how the White House special July 4th festivities turned out.
I will say this, it was a wonderful day for all Americans, and based on its tremendous success, we're just making the decision, and I think we can say we've made the decision to do it again next year, and maybe we can say for the foreseeable future.
The president, joined by a number of cabinet officials, speaking this hour at the White House on the administration's efforts to promote clean air and water in the environment.
Today, the United States is ranked, listen to this, number one in the world for access to clean drinking water. Ranked number one in the world.
The president speaking against the Democrat radical New Green Deal plan. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 109 points. This is SRN News.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Off. When I say I want Captain and Tennille, that means muskrat love, all right? Get it right or you're fired.
Very attractive woman.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. Hey, you know, the fact that I have the president here and I got unhinged, I apologize.
No. I like anger. That's passion. I like that. You get things done, Eric.
I get things done, and that's what I like about you. Mm-hmm. And let me ask you.
Right.
You have talked to some of the world leaders
Everybody.
In a way that no president has done before.
Right.
We just got a moment, but I want to hear you. What's your secret?
Well, you know what it is? I talk to them like people. Everyone's so, what's the right word, deferential to all these other leaders.
Yeah.
No. It's a club, okay? It's one big club, and I don't like clubs. I break clubs up. You know, you've got Trudeau, who thinks he's so smart. You know, you've got that guy in Germany, Angela Merkel. What a weirdo. Dresses like a woman.
Right.
So strange.
Right.
So strange.
Well, the haircut is a tip-off that it's
a guy.
That's a
total tip-off.
Everybody
no
knows
makeup.
It's a guy.
As soon as I met him, I knew something was weird. And, and he was, did you see the photo where he was pointing at me?
Just the name Angelo. Who doesn't know that's a guy?
Yeah. It's
but
obvious.
Anyway,
it's
so,
obvious.
And what about the president of North Korea?
Well, he's the supreme leader. He's the supreme leader.
Huh.
And it's Kim Jong-un. And he's a very nice guy.
How do you say that? Right.
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
And he's a very nice guy. And I like supreme. I would love to be supreme leader. Wouldn't
sure.
that be nice?
That'd be great.
I'm president. I'm very happy to be president.
Well, leaders, the difference between supreme leaders and presidents is that supreme leaders are allowed to torture and murder.
Exactly. And I can't kill journalists. I wish I could.
Yeah.
I can't. You know what I mean?
Oh,
he could do that.
Who doesn't?
Exactly.
Come on.
It would be so nice. It would really make things quick,
quick and easy.
But, you know, I talk to him all the time, and he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
And I told him, listen, we can make golf courses here. We could have condominiums. We could open up North Korea, and everybody wins.
Right.
But he, as smart as he is, he's not really, like, he's just not catching on here, right. The Kim Jong-un. Well, Rocket Man, but he hasn't done any rockets lately, which is tremendous, which is a good thing,
Does he know that you call him Rocket Man?
Oh, he knows. He knows. Yeah. He even smiled, and when we got into that little private meeting, he had a little iPhone, and he played the Elton John version.
Is that true? He has a tattoo of Elton John and Bernie Taupin on his left shoulder blade. A lot of people don't know that.
He didn't show me that. Honestly, I wouldn't want to see it.
I mean, everybody
knows. He's not in shape. He's somewhat doughy.
He is. But
he's not like me.
But you can get away with that when you're a world supreme leader.
Supreme leader.
And do you think that it's dangerous that he's talking to China?
I say it all the time. China's killing us. They're absolutely killing us. But the good news is they don't make anything in North Korea. They make nothing.
That's true.
They don't even make crappy TVs. They make nothing there.
Really?
And that's their problem. And I would be very happy to trade with them. I'm a little concerned about Xi Jinping. I like him a lot, but he's just, you know how these people are. You know, they talk. They talk a lot.
Is he cousins with Mugu Gaipan?
Gosh, I hope not. But do you know what I think is interesting? You know I love fried chicken.
Sure.
And we've got Colonel Sanders, right? And in China, they have General So's. Isn't it interesting military people around chicken?
I never thought about that. But I heard that General So, actually, that was a euphemism because during General So's siege of Nanking, there was a very terrible what do you call it when there's no food? Is that called a drought?
Starvation?
Yeah.
I think they call that a drought. Famine.
Yes, famine. There was a famine, and basically the people ate rats, and so the euphemism was General Tso's chicken. That's rat.
That's rat?
People don't know
that's
that.
That's rat?
People don't
How do
know,
you know
that.
You know what? You're so smart.
Thank you.
You should be on my cabinet. You should be on like an advisory board.
I'll be on the faith advisory board.
Yes,
I am. All right.
Next time you're in, let me know.
I will do that. We're out of time. Mr. President, just a great honor. Thank you so much.
It's been a huge honor for
Thank you.
An incredible
Thank
honor
Thank
for you.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.